This New Year's Eve, historians are going to be toasting more than just another January 1. Hundreds of millions of secret government documents will be declassified at that midnight moment, papers that have been secret for 25 years or more. It's going to be a very happy new year for researchers, including presidential historian Robert Dallek. He spoke with us earlier from his home in Washington.
I'm delighted that this event is occurring because it's really often takes 40 years for historians to gain access to the massive materials that are in these government files and mainly in these presidential administrations, although it covers foreign policy and security issues and a host of other things. And now the rule is that after 25 years, materials have to be opened. And if government agencies want to keep them closed, they have to make the argument as to why they have to remain shut.
Now, this goes back to a law that was passed actually during the Clinton administration more than 10 years ago.
Yes.
Because the administration decided we have so many secret documents, we're spending billions of dollars, and these things don't really need to be classified, all of them. We can declassify them. There have been delays and delays, but now they are being declassified. Is there one thing that you will go look for first?
Well, I've been working most recently on a book on Richard Nixon and Henry Kissinger, and I found a wealth of new material there, national security files. Now, for example, I have 20,000 pages of Henry Kissinger's telephone transcripts, which have only now been open for about two and a half years. And one wonders what else is there among these Nixon-Kissinger files. There are so many relevant issues that one would like to continue to probe. For example, about Chile, American involvement in the deposing of Allende and the rise of the Pinochet regime, the Vietnam War. There was so much manipulation and machinations. And, you know, Tom Friedman in the New York Times had a column the other day and spoke about the fact that public officials often lie in public and speak the truth in private. And if you're lucky enough to have the truth recorded in written documents, and in recent years, we had the truth recorded on telephones or in tape recordings.
Because these presidents were taping their own conversations with others.
Exactly. As far as Nixon goes, there are 3,700 hours of taped conversations, and only 2,800 hours have been opened. So what else is in the 900 hours? But you can just imagine. Secondly, there are thousands and thousands of pages that are going to be declassified about the Tonkin Gulf Resolution, which was a kind of prelude to American involvement, escalation in the Vietnam War. So there are at least two topics here about which historians may learn some very interesting things. And there are an infinite number of other topics that one can probably point to. And this is going to keep historians busy for a long time. Time to come.
Mr. Dallek, I wonder if there can be too much of a good thing with all these secret documents.
Well,
I mean, you have this book coming out in May
on
Mr. Nixon and Mr. Kissinger. Suddenly, our understanding of their relationship and what they did, that may change because all of these new documents will come out and people will say, well, Robert Dallek's book doesn't have that in it, so I'm going to get another history.
Yeah. Well, you know, Alex, I don't know that it'll change, but it will strengthen and deepen impressions. The great Dutch historian Peter Gale once said that history is argument without end, and every generation comes to its history with a new viewpoint, with a contemporary angle on it, and more documents will help them to write a richer, fuller history, and so it's greatly of great value. Now, there is a kind of overkill here because there's a lot of chaff with the wheat. And it takes a lot of hard work, you know, the sweat of your brow, to go through these piles of documents in order to find the juicy stuff, so to speak, that will help enrich the history of these presidencies.
Historian Robert Dallek on the great government document declassification coming at midnight, December 31st. Robert Dallek, thank you and happy holidays.
Same to you. My pleasure.